Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Welcome everyone. Holly Bailey here on 99.1. As always, it's a pleasure to meet you on the airwaves. This segment of the Township's Daily News Bits focuses in on food security and local economy. We're speaking with Dana Cooper, who manages the Sutton Market and has been brought on by the Town of Sutton to implement a new project. It's in its second season, entitled Carte de Proximité. It's an initiative that directly supports locals, residents of Sutton and Abercorn, and is catching on throughout the townships in our region. So let's find out a little bit more from the source herself, Miss Dana Cooper. Good sunny morning, Dana Cooper. Thank you for joining us on 99.1.
Thank you, Holly. It's my pleasure to be here.
So I understand you're a longtime resident of Sutton and very integrated into the community. Can you give us a little sense of that?
Sure. My husband and I and baby daughter moved here 19 years ago. We didn't know anyone. We bought a house at the end of a dead end road. And eventually, over the next few years, found our community here and have never looked back and haven't wanted to leave. So yeah, it's still going strong. And I have, I met people through, you know, different community organizations and of course the school, and we love it here.
It's a magic place. It's such, I find it a blessing to live here, quite honestly.
Me too.
And I
most
understand.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Oh yeah. You're very integrated in the Sutton Market as well.
Yes.
How long have you been involved in that?
I've been involved for 7 years. I was an avid market goer when I first learned about the market after having moved here, and quickly got to know the producers and the growers, and, absolutely adored the market, loved buying my food directly from the farmers who grew it or produced it. And then eventually got asked by Stan Pettigrew if I would join the CA and become the manager, which I did. That was going into COVID. That was 2019. So there were some challenges for sure, but I am passionate about the market. I just love it. And so, yeah, it's been 7 years.
Amazing. It is such a nice mix of people, all ages, all the community coming together. And it's festive, and the beautiful produce you find that the farmer is handing to you over the table. There's something so special in that exchange.
We're very lucky to live here and to have so many great growers come to the market. We have l'embarras du choix, as far as I'm concerned. We're privileged to have access to such high quality food, both vegetables grown by our organic producers in and around the area, as well as meat grown on regenerative farms. Some of which are I think five or sixth generation farmers. So they really know what they do. They know the earth that their animals, you know, live on. And it's a real pleasure to be able to buy your food directly from the people who make it.
It's a living heritage. I think
is.
That's such a special attribute of our area. Now, the Sutton Town Hall, or the La Ville de Sutton, has taken on a new project. I believe it was passed in council in March 2025, and you were brought on for a new role. Can you tell us what your role is with the Town of Sutton?
Yeah, so my role with the Town of Sutton is the coordinator of concerted projects in food security for this territory. Elizabeth Date had organized a committee for food security about a year before they brought me on. And after having, you know, met a few times with the founders of that committee, who were Some of the members were directors or presidents of local community organizations. Elizabeth works for the town. They brought me on. It's a pilot project. It is meant to last 3 years. Every year we have some funding issues, so I need to find funding to pay my wages, which I'm not really used to. But after 18 months or so, I feel like I have a very privileged role within the town. Most municipalities don't have somebody in place for food security, and it's a privileged position because I get to work alongside the community organizations and all the other players who have a role in fighting food security. So, yeah, it's an interesting role because it is supported by the town.
Okay, so this is something. This is very proactive on the part of the town, and you're so well placed being so integrated in the markets as well. What is this program responding to in the sense you say food security? What are you seeing on the ground, like the need of people?
The need is growing. The need is growing. There is one in four or five people who experience food insecurity in Canada right now. I do my groceries. I work at the market. I'm out there buying food for my family, and I know very well that food costs have increased exponentially over the past few years. And regardless of the fact that we live in a place where we produce food, costs are on the rise for everyone, including the farms, seed, fertilizer, everything else they need to pay for. There are obviously environmental challenges as well. Yeah, we see that people are in need. You can be a child and not being fed adequately or nutritionally, as well as being, somebody who's retired and on a strict budget and just can't afford the quality or perhaps the quantity of food that they need to be able to, not just survive, but to thrive.
Exactly. And there is a big difference between the two.
There is, and there's a big difference between the kind of food that you want to actually buy and that you're willing to, spend your hard-earned dollars on, and then often the kind of food that's offered to you through other initiatives.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits. My guest in this episode is Dana Cooper. She occupies the role as coordinator of concerted food security projects for the town of Sutton, and one such project is the Carte de Proximité. Let's find out how it works and how people can take advantage of this local support system, or if perhaps they're in a situation where they can directly support the program themselves.
So it's a specific project that you're implementing, founded by Carrefour Solidaire. I think it's called Carte de Proximité. Can you take us
Yes.
through how that works? What are the brass tacks of this cool program?
Sure. So Carte Proximité was founded by Carrefour Solidaire in 2020, and it is a nourishing coupon initiative whereby people experiencing food insecurity have access to a prepaid card. The prepaid card is paid for through a number of different funding programs, some private, some governmental, donations from the community. And basically, these prepaid cards can be used and redeemed at the Sutton Market during the four productive months of the year, which are July, August, September, and October. Depending on the size of your household, you will have a card with a different amount on it, and that amount gets replenished every month. So you don't lose the money if you can't attend the market to buy what you want to buy until the end of the program, at the end of October. And so this year we have 11 different producers and growers taking part in the initiative. We have vegetable producers, we have honey, eggs, meat, bread, cheese, and mushrooms. So last year we had 7 producers and growers. So we're up this year. Last year we had 30 cards distributed, which represented about 70, 75 people. This year we've registered 44 people to obtain cards, and that represents, I believe, 105.
Okay, so there's growth. This is it's a year in. This is
Absolutely.
year two. Okay, so
Absolutely.
a family like auto declares, or an individual, a senior, they're like, I need some help here. So they
Correct.
apply, they get approved if deemed applicable, a card that is automatically refunded each month by the amount that's allocated to them.
Correct.
Wow. This is awesome. So they go to the market, they take their card, and then they can pay directly with that for the fresh produce.
Exactly.
Wow. So there's another side to this too. You don't also need to be in need to use these cards. I understand like anyone in the community can get a card.
Well, listen, anyone in the community, you do need to auto declare that you are experiencing food insecurity. And that is, the state of not being able to provide yourself with nutritious, culturally appropriate, accessible, and affordable food when you need it. So, my worry going forward is that more and more people will come forward for a card because it is getting increasingly difficult to be able to afford what you want to buy and in the quantities that you want to buy it. So it is available to anybody who auto declares that. I'm not sure if that will continue to be the prerequisite to obtaining a card. I don't make those rules. I just follow them. But I am slightly concerned that in the years to come there might be an explosion of people wanting these cards. I mean,
Right.
the initiative is fantastic because the money does go directly back to the pockets of the farms. There's no middlemen, none of the money is going towards really anything else. So we're trying to find more funding. We do that through an initiative at the market that will happen this Saturday, June 20th, where I will be selling solidarity cards. And the purpose of the solidarity cards are that they reduce the stigmatization that people might feel when they get into line to purchase their produce and come out with their carte proximité card. So we will be selling solidarity cards, and at the same time as we sell solidarity cards to the community at large, anybody and everyone who wants to participate in the program, who wants to spend their money at those 11 producers at the market. And at the same time, we ask for a donation that will help support the program next year.
Right. I like that sense because sometimes it is you're shy or you're embarrassed or what have you. So it cuts isolation, cuts the stigmatism. So say I'm someone of means, I don't need the help. I can support the program by purchasing one of these cards.
Exactly,
Okay.
exactly. We love that aspect of it. It's very much community driven. It's nice to see and experience yourself the impact that your donation can have. And in this program, you really do see it. I'd been directing and managing the market for 7 years. Almost all of the people who obtained cards last year, I had never seen at the market before
Oh,
last year.
wow.
And then they would come and they could benefit from, like you said, the dynamic atmosphere that's there. We have a music program every weekend. It's very much a hub for residents here in Sutton to meet and greet and have a coffee and a chit chat and sit down and talk and see what's around. So it does break isolation. It's a fantastic place to spend part of the day on a Saturday. Great place to meet the people who feed you. And we love that aspect of it and hope that this year will be as successful as last in obtaining some generous donations.
Some donations. Can you give us a sense, like, so say I applied as a an individual, like a card could be $200 and it feeds so many people. Can you give us a sense of that?
Sure. So if you are an individual living alone, you get a card that has a $50 per month limit on it. So at the end of the four-month program, that equates for $200. If you are a family of four or more, you get $125 per month for 4 months. So that comes to $500. We have cards for couples and cards for households of three as well that are $100 each.
That's substantial. Yeah.
It is.
And a
it
nice
is.
Pot it, of honey lasts you. You know, you've got some really nice things in your cupboard.
It helps. It definitely helps. We'd love for the program to endure throughout the year. Obviously, that would take a lot more funding. So it's something that we're looking into. We're looking into as well, how can our community generate a little bit more money? Because very often the provincial and federal grants, you know, they come along, they have a very small window in which you need to apply for them, and then they close. So if you are entirely dependent on grants, then I think very often you'll see your project start up, perhaps flourish, and then fail,
right?
Which is devastating for the community that it serves. And it's also, I think, probably pretty crushing for the people who mount those initiatives and, you know, want to see them endure. So we're kind of looking at different ways of finding some funding.
Yeah, for sustainability and to be less vulnerable, because it ebbs and flows for sure. So it's too late, is my understanding, to register for this year's Carte de Proximité, but you can still buy one if you want to support the program.
Exactly. Okay. Registrations for the program closed a couple of weeks ago. Now we are busy getting our producers organized with the app that they will need to be able to take payments from the cards and get all the other information and not information, get all the other
like logistics in place. And okay.
Exactly. But yes, you can come to the market next week or this weekend rather, if you'd like to purchase a solidarity card and make a donation. And then at any other time of the year, anybody can write to me at sutton.foodsecure@gmail.com. If you're interested in giving us a donation, it would be much appreciated.
And I believe Sutton was the first in this area. Like there's markets and merchants throughout Quebec, but it's also caught on, like you've started a wave. What other markets are participating independently, but are participating with this Carte de Proximité?
So in Brome, Missisquoi and the surrounding area, I believe Lake Brome is participating this year. I know they started a couple of weeks back, as well as the Marché de Frélixburg. And I believe Granby is also doing the Carte Proximité and Bolton.
Okay, Saint-Étienne de Bolton, yes.
Saint-Étienne de Bolton.
Brilliant. Look at this movement that started. This is excellent.
It's exciting. It's fantastic. In a rural area, it's such a win-win. It's such an obvious, kind of easy to understand initiative. I hope towns and markets across Quebec will jump on, and that the Quebec government will provide a good amount of funding as well, because again, people get to choose what they want to buy. They're not just given a bag of groceries, And it's great for the farmers as well.
Yeah, circular economy. And like you say, it's local. So your particular program is for Sutton and Abercorn residents at the
Correct?
Sutton Market. And if
Yes.
others are interested, they should contact their own towns who are participating at this point in time.
Absolutely.
Do you want to leave listeners with anything else? Food for thought?
That's an excellent question. Support local. Get out and get out and meet the people who feed you. Support those initiatives. Everybody needs help these days. If you don't want to buy your food from abroad, halfway across the world, then support the local farmers because without them, in my opinion, we cannot have food security and food autonomy. And this is when they need the most help. So get out there and spend your dollars locally.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Dana, and all the success with this program and a wonderful season of market going. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye.
Bye.
Dana Cooper here on the Township's Daily News Bits, bringing us information about the initiative through the town of Sutton on the Carte de Proximité. Visit her at the Sutton Market, located at 2 Curly Street. Most weekends she's there. Or email sutton.foodsecure@gmail.com. As mentioned, the wave is catching on. You can now use these cards at the Brome Lake Market in Knowlton, at Saint-Étienne-de-Boltons, at Granby's, as well as Frelisberg's. For information on the program itself, visit the website carteproximite.org. They have a map where you can see throughout Quebec where these cards are in circulation and use. As well, if you're a store owner or merchant and would like to take part in the program, you can get all your information there off the site. We thank everyone for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.